I'm going to share a little story with you guys about the fierceness of a grandmother.
Okay.
And I'm talking about my grandmother, who's been gone for like 18 years now.
Right.
So, you know, my grandfather passed away this year.
Mm-hmm.
And so his, you know, his kids, my mother and her siblings have been going through that home. And
they're tearing it down.
It's being torn down today, actually. Mm. I plan to go and be a part of it with my family to watch it. Anyway, so I saw my mom late last week and she said, look, I grabbed something for you that we found in the attic and a book. And there's all kinds of little pictures that they found and all kinds of stuff that we had not seen in years. And she gave me these newspaper articles. And as soon as she handed them to me, I remembered this story. Murphy, I may have mentioned this to you a long time ago. So when I was in junior high and high school, I played basketball.
Mm-hmm.
And in the local newspaper, after the basketball games, they would list so-and-so beat this team.
Yeah.
Or this, you know, there was a big win for these girls, these junior high girls, or these high school girls won, you know, whatever, 50 to 27. Yeah. Here was the
box score with
all
the
points.
Here
was the highest. Yeah. Okay. So this was the one game where I scored the most points, which was a rare thing. Like it had, actually, I don't think it had ever happened any other time. You know what I mean?
That's awesome, though.
It was the season where I was on first string, and then I had some issues, and I got benched. And then I was on first string. It was a very big struggle for me that year.
Hmm.
So, anyway, one of the games, I scored the most points. However, that was left out. It was, like, not in the article. And I know that this whole story is that Mom told my grandmother, she had a great game. She scored the most points. Really? My grandmother opened up the newspaper the next morning with her coffee in her hand, and I wasn't listed. My grandmother got up, probably in her robe, with her little Corral coffee cup, and called the newspaper, blessed them out. And what was printed the next day? A correction.
Ah! Oh, wow. Okay.
So this is
if you can't see this, but it's a big headline that says,
correction. Yeah. Da-da-da-da, high school, da-da, junior varsity team defeated, blah, 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 61-5 last Tuesday night, blah, 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 blah. Correction is that Jody led the team with 13 points in that contest, is what it says.
That's really
and
sweet.
Wait, my grandmother kept them stapled together. I have the original article and the correction.
Mm-hmm.
That's a grandma's revenge right there.
No kidding.
What do you need to have so that you have a fulfilling life?
Money, fast car, chicks.
Money's on the list.
Is that on Sam's list?
But it's not number one. You can have your own list. Where do chicks fall in?
I don't need chicks right now.
Okay. You know, I don't think most women like being called that anymore, Sam.
Okay, listen. This is so interesting to me. There are five things on the list that Americans say this is what it takes for a fulfilling life. And the number one is 70%+.
Ooh.
So the number one thing on the list is big. And it's so interesting. It's right in line with what we talked about so much last week. It's having a job or career that you enjoy. What you're doing every day, you know.
That's at the top of the list?
Is the top of the list. Most people say that's what makes me fulfilled. Isn't that crazy? The second thing on the list, close friends.
Oh, wow.
Friends do make your life better. Even when your life at home is rough, which you'll hit rough patches with family.
Yeah.
Your friends, your true friends, they do make your life better.
Absolutely.
They just do.
So friends are more important than family?
No, I didn't say that. No. I'm just telling you what the survey says.
Okay.
So the number one thing is fulfilling career or job. The number two thing is close friends, having them. The number three thing, children. Having children and family is what that means.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You know? Because having children's not important to everyone.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not.
Sure.
Although it's the biggest game changer you ever have.
Yeah. Being a dad is my favorite job of all time.
Yeah.
Really.
It's the biggest game changer ever that I have ever experienced in life. And then after we had kids, I remember telling one of my girlfriends, she was about to go into labor, and I was like, this is the biggest life change you're ever going to experience. Good luck. Number four on the list, having money.
Yeah.
You know, I guess the lifestyle that you want. It doesn't mean it's the most important. It's just it helps you to, I guess, fulfill things. And then being married, number five on the list.
Oh.
And only 20-something percent.
Really?
I know. I was surprised to hear that.
You have a lot of people who are single and or divorced
and
that
finding,
are very content. And,
right.
You know, look at Sam.
I know.
Right?
Yeah.
He's
look
single,
at him.
Single and divorced.
And he's figured out he's the one.
And I'm number four on the list. Money.
Sam's Got Music News.
Brought to you by Sky Rizzy.
Well, looks like the Beatles might have a number one song on their hands.
I know it's true.
The new one, Now and Then. It's looking like it may debut as their 18th number one single.
Wow.
First one in over 50 years.
I had read a headline. Of course, you can't trust all headlines that it was not. It was whatever. Critics weren't loving it. I'm thinking a lot of people liked it, though.
It's interesting. Did you see the video that debuted last Friday?
I didn't see it.
Peter Jackson, who had the technology to lift John Lennon's audio,
right.
He made the video. And it's really cool because he lifts the Beatles and all four of the Beatles in separate iterations, you know, wearing Sgt. Pepper outfits or just sitting in the studio. And they're all sitting around in all of these videos. And there's one where there's a press conference going on and John is jumping up and down. It's just wild to look at.
Sure.
I'm going to have to watch it. I've not seen that yet.
And Peter Jackson says, you know, there is more music that is conceivable because of this technology. He's saying, like, you grab a Get Back from that documentary. He said you could keep John and George from that, lift them out, and then get Paul and Ringo to do some other harmonies or something and have a whole completely different Get Back.
Mm-hmm.
But
do they want to do that? Do we know?
I say you got to watch that.
You do.
You only go so far with that. You can't be messing with the Beatles.
Right.
It's true.
Yeah. But I mean, the fact that they were able to do something that they call their final Beatles song should probably be the final Beatles song.
Well, yeah. It's the final one. Maybe.
Yeah.
Taylor, speaking of number ones, Taylor Swift's album is number one. 1989, Taylor's version. Not only is it number one, it's her largest single week album sales ever.
It's crazy.
It also sold more than the original 1989 by a mile. And I didn't know this, but all of her albums since 2008 have debuted at number one.
Yeah.
Every album. Even the ones she's remaking.
Wow.
She makes those albums that you can listen to every song.
Yeah.
And almost every album she does that.
And I don't know if you saw this good news last week, but Celine Dion's back in public. She showed up at a Las Vegas Knights hockey game last week with her twins. Yeah. And then she went to the final night of Katy Perry in Vegas.
Right.
Man, that's got to be pressure, huh? Oh, look, Celine Dion's in the audience.
Oh, yeah, no kidding. Yeah.
What do I do? And also in the audience that night was Prince Harry and Meghan Markle.
Oh, nothing.
Hopefully, we're going to get some answers for you, Murphy, about what's going on in your head, behind your eyes this week. I know we have an appointment today. I'm going to drive you to it.
Yeah. It's actually medically speaking that Jody's saying, not poetically speaking. That's what that sounded like.
What?
What's going on in your head, behind your eyes.
My bad. Medical.
I want you to breathe deeply now.
Starting on Monday, you started seeing double. Literally, actually it started Sunday evening in your peripheral, and then now it's straight on, everything's double. And Sam, you have to know, I'm not picking on you, but he's been asking me to do some very weird things at the house.
Wow.
He's sitting on the sofa, you'll be sitting on the sofa, and I'm walking through the room, and he goes, wait, stop, back up, come closer. I mean, and I'm happy to do it all for you to test your vision.
That's kind of what I'm doing.
Yeah.
So,
like there's two of you. Now there's one of you.
And for anybody that has not, you know, heard about this, it's probably some sort of a nerve impingement. Getting it checked out. I'm maintaining a sense of humor about it because I think that's the way to get through anything. But I'd be lying if I said I wasn't a little nervous about it because it's weird because without this little correction thing, which I think is a cool piece of technology it's a little film that they put on the back of my left lens of my glasses because my left eye is the one that's not doing its job. And I can drive fine with that. The little prism effect straightens everything out at
Crazy.
A distance. But without it, I mean, I'm seeing literally double of everything. This is more so than when I used to drink.
Okay, you see, know? There's the
I'm
comedy.
Seeing double all the time.
There's the dealing with
right,
it.
Right, exactly. There's my coping mechanism. But anyway, so maybe in the back of my head I'm hoping, okay, maybe it's getting better when I'm asking you to do those things.
Mm-hmm. I know.
But, you know, then it doesn't.
Yeah. It's also just walking around, you know, walking around the house. You were saying to me last night that it's just weird when your sight changes and it's off when you move. You know, you can't don't
it's
walk
dizzying.
Through a haunted house right now.
Yeah.
You know,
Ooh.
Everything needs to be as simple for you right now as possible until we got some answers.
I'll tell you what it is it's humbling because you take things for granted, you know? Mm-hmm. And so, and there are a lot of people that deal with a lot of very challenging things, you know, for sight.
Every day.
And so you start to think, okay, you know, there's some people that actually live with this all the time, and it's humbling.
Well, it's
you know?
Worse. I mean,
yeah, right.
Yeah. Okay, I will be driving you today. And driving
That's a good plan. Yeah,
as much as needed for the rest of the week.
Yeah, it's kind of nice to see two Jodys. Though, you know? Okay. Double the Jody. Enjoy your Thanksgiving holiday weekend, and we will be back with three things to know today when we return on Monday.
This might seem sad but true, but Sam said it.
What?
He can't wait to go to Walmart this weekend to see if his Walmart is adopting some of the changes that are happening, right?
Oh, mine said has that. Adopted the changes. It's just the bathroom change. I have not
right.
seen the bathroom.
Right. So what
I'm
changes?
More excited. Okay, well, so it was announced this week that Walmart is reopening 120-something stores across, and today's the reopening of
They're
of
just
those
sprucing
across,
them up.
But they've started doing... Have you walked into the Walmart that's nearest to our house, Murphy? It looks like a department store in certain sections now because they've changed lighting and floor displays. It looks more...
It's actually easier to find things now.
Okay.
With the signs.
Yeah. And both sides of the store and mine, they have the little candy section, like candies and chips. Like
right.
The grab and go.
It's a grab
stuff.
And go section.
Yeah.
So they, in 30 different states today, there are brand new Walmarts opening, and then they've revamped sections of stores slowly but surely. So what we're looking for now, modernized restrooms. Yay.
See, I haven't checked those out
an
yet.
An upgrade.
Can't report on that.
Yeah, in the past, they were a little dicey.
No, but look, the restroom of a public place is super important to me.
Totally.
Super important. New fixtures, LED lighting, updated flooring, more shopping carts, and better
shopping.
And
those new shopping ones, they're taller for people like me.
Tall people.
And they have a thing to hold your cup in, and they have a thing to hold your phone in.
Okay.
Really?
Here's
another one. See, Murphy hasn't seen that.
No, I haven't.
Well, you haven't. When you've gone in, it's like you're a grab and go. You're not a basket guy.
Yeah.
Enhanced checkout section. Please.
Well, my store has now got extra self-checkouts, and they're updated, too, because it's like they're all boom, 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 boom together.
Do you still have regular checkouts open with people?
I guess. I never look over there.
Relocated and expanded pharmacies and grab-and-go sections. The grab-and-go sections at the front, I've seen those, and I really do like that.
That is so convenient.
It's especially convenient for, hey, Mom, I have a field trip tomorrow. I forgot to tell you. So in the morning, Mom has to run in and grab a lunch or something like that for you. It's perfect for that. It's a $9 billion upgrade that they plan to do over all U.S. stores in the next few years to modernize and upgrade the shopping experience. Let it be. I feel like we've had this discussion before, but I can't remember. Sam, were you
British now?
I don't know why I did that. Did you guys grow up playing with putting together Lego sets?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Of course, both of you.
No, of course, it was pretty much just left up to the imagination.
Yeah, it was. I didn't have the sets. This was back
just Legos.
Really before sets became
a thing.
You know, like Star Wars and all that.
Right. Well,
didn't they have like a little fold-out thing, though, that you could, if you wanted to make a duck, here's how you make a duck.
Yeah,
if you wanted to make, you know,
yeah, the papers with it.
Yeah.
But I used to just have like the...
I know.
You know, 500 pieces. Make what you want. And then you just sit there and build.
And were you delighted with it?
Oh, yeah.
You loved it?
Today. If you put Legos in front of me today, I'm going to build.
Yeah.
Okay. So a Lego set would be a good gift for you.
Have you ever seen like business meetings where they just put the Lego pieces out there?
That's ingenious because it gets the creative juices flowing.
That's right.
It does. Anyway, okay. I bring it up because you know the truth about my childhood. We didn't have Lego sets.
Oh. You had the knockoffs?
We didn't have the knockoffs. Oh. My brother didn't have Legos. I didn't have Legos. We weren't interested. We weren't introduced.
Did you have Tinker Toys?
Nope.
Erector sets?
Nope.
Did you have Lincoln Logs?
Yes!
Okay.
Country thing.
Okay. Yes. And I thought they were fabulous.
I did too.
They're all similar
concepts, putting things together.
Lincoln Logs is not as hard.
No.
It's not hard though.
Yeah, but when those things hook together and they fit perfectly and you built a house, it was like, this is cool.
Now understand, they were not mine. They were my brother's. He was given Lincoln Logs. I would play with them when he wasn't around. I've been sneaking stuff my whole life, but I never really did much with it, you know, except let Barbie pretend to go to the Lincoln Log House. Anyway, I bring
Is Abe here?
I was going to say, how did the rest of that story go?
Yeah. What happened inside the Lincoln Log House?
I bring it up because Lego sets are just as hot as ever, and it does not have an age thing anymore. You know that there are Harry Potter Lego sets.
Yeah, Death Stars.
One of the big ones this year is the Mandalorian Starfighter set, the Jet or whatever you call it. There's a White House Lego set that's hot this year.
My issue with those is, what do you do once you build it?
Well, you can keep it, right?
Or display it and all that. I just like to be able to tear it down. And do it again.
Well, you can.
You could still do that, I suppose, if you really wanted to. They were so smart reinventing themselves between that and the movie and all that. In the last 20 years, they're bigger than ever.
It's one of the things to look for. Black Friday deals, by the way. Okay. Lego sets. Look for it. Jump in with us and join the conversation anytime. 877-310-4MSJ.
Yeah. What's going on, Joni?
Okay, something that's not as positive as you all always are, so uber positive. Wow. And I'm hoping that it will be constructive criticism.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Food Dude.
Yes.
It's not jalapeno. It's not jalapeno.
I know. It's jalapeno. Look, Joni, thank you.
It's jalapeno.
Thank you.
Jalapeno.
Jalapeno.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I don't hang on the N. Yeah.
It's not Eno either. Mm-hmm. It's jalapeno. Look how it's spelled. Spanish is always said exactly the way it's spelled every time.
Yeah. Ooh, nice.
Jalapeno.
I take full responsibility for that because being raised in New Orleans, there's a lot of things I don't pronounce correctly, like donkey. Jody is
donkey.
You know, rum is room. So, yeah, I have a few things. But luckily, Jody corrects me every time I say jalapeno.
Yes.
Except I say jalapeno. I don't say pino.
Yeah, you don't say it right either.
Wait, he's got it doubly wrong. I only have it one part wrong.
Yeah. You only have it one, yeah.
Joni, look, thank you for this.
For your New Mexican listeners.
Yes.
Please say jalapeno.
I love it.
Jalapeno.
I want you to work on that. It's okay for us to all learn and work on things. I will say this too. I don't mind this at all because you're being so sweet. But when you speak as much as we do every day, there are going to be mistakes. I have learned that and forgiven myself for it.
Well, and as a food dude, you know, if you hear it even on TV, you know, jalapeno Doritos, it's not jalapeno Doritos.
No. I had someone ask me once, what are you going to do about the way Sam says jalapeno? I said, I'm not going to do anything about it.
Oh, that was beautiful. The way you just said it was beautiful.
What about habanero?
Habanero.
Habanero.
Yeah. I should quit while I'm behind.
Thank you, Joni.
Spanish is such an easy, beautiful language.
Yes.
The vowels are always pronounced the same way, no matter the word.
Gotcha. I love it.
Thank you, Joni. And our oldest daughter Taylor's always said that's the sweet thing about learning, you know, Spanish language is exactly that. And I always forget that the little symbol's called the tilde on top of that.
Aww.
Or is it a tilde?
No.
We'll see.
It's a tilde.
Join us anytime, 877-310-4MSJ.
Here's what's trending. Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Brought to you by Frank's Red Hot.
I want to mention Bob Barker one more time this week. He passed away this past weekend, at the age of 99.
It's amazing.
He got it close to 100 without going over.
The age was right?
Yeah.
Is that what you're trying to say? Oh, cute.
That's a Price is Right.
You don't need to.
Oh, I'm
please
sorry.
Don't explain
See,
the
Price is Right. I guess Price is Right still is on, right?
Yeah.
Is Drew Carey still hosting?
Right.
Yeah.
You didn't get that was a Price is Right joke?
No. Shame on me. I know.
Ouch to both of you.
Yeah, that's hysterical, though.
Okay, so Bob
Thank
Barker.
Thank you.
One of my,
I'm going to keep that one.
I know you guys think about the game show when you think of him and Murphy. You think about those long, skinny microphones and maybe the girls or whatever who, you know, whatever, the Price is Right girls.
It was epic.
But I'm going to tell you what I think of. He was the first person that I ever remember saying things about save homeless animals, you know, spay, neuter your pets. Yeah. I remember him doing that.
He would say that at the end of every episode of Price is Right.
I loved that. I was like, oh, I love you, Bob, for that. He left the bulk of his estate to those sort of charities. 40 different charities will benefit from his estate. United Activists for Animal Rights, animal rights organizations, and very specific, Donkey Land Rescue in Riverside, California, a bird conservatory, and military nonprofits.
Donkey Land.
So thank you, Bob Barker.
Who's getting the Denny Moore beef stew?
What?
Sam, I don't think that Jody and I told you about her embarrassing moment that happened. It's one of these things. I don't think anybody wants this to happen to them.
Sam obviously does.
Yeah.
And it happened to Jody when we went to eat the other night.
So I'm driving because Murphy is still seeing double and having the vision problems. Yeah. And so I'm the driver, and he wanted to go out to eat. I was really tired. I'm like, okay.
Jody, please take me to eat.
So we get in the car, and I drive, and we go to the restaurant. He had made a reservation. It's upstairs on the balcony in this restaurant. It's a two-story restaurant. And we sit down. We order drinks, and it's cold. So I decide to go back down to my car, back down the stairs to my car to get my jacket. And what do you think happened on the staircase?
Banana peel.
Yeah. So fast. When you fall in public on stairs, it happens in a half a second.
And it was a little loud. And when I turned, it happened so fast, I turned to ask Jody what happened. And then
and
I realized, it was Jody that happened.
I know you love this.
Yeah, but did you go like down a ways or
no,
was it just like
I know
one,
you want
one
me to
slip?
Have, like tumble down
no,
the stairs.
No, I don't want anybody to fall downstairs because that has to hurt.
Okay, so these were not carpeted. It's like wooden, yeah. And they're kind of slippery and they're smallish. And I'm in these cute little, not heels. I was in slip-on cute little, you know, cutesy girl shoes. Kind of plasticky, like, you know, cute. And what happened is, I know what happened now that I've thought about it and thought about it. With my left leg, I missed the step. And so when I missed
it, you went down two steps.
My right leg went underneath me and my toe bent, my big toe bent.
Oh,
yes. My big toe, I don't know if you've noticed it in the last day or two, Sam, but it's all red and swollen. And
she spent most of the meal in pain. I felt bad for you. And I really wanted to get a good look at it, but she wouldn't let me turn the flashlight on my phone.
In a nice restaurant.
Well, what are you going to look at with your double vision?
He kept wanting to look at it.
Those are two big toes.
Well, and isn't that the irony of this entire story?
Yes.
That Jody's the one that actually slipped and fell down the stairs when I'm the one who... Yeah.
In front of everyone in the restaurant. It's embarrassing, but when I got up, I limped out to get my jacket. I came back in and everybody turned to look at me. And so I did a little bow. It's okay. Sure.
And the owner of the restaurant walked up and was, you know, made sure that Jody was okay.
Yeah.
And then suggested we sit downstairs.
So we moved downstairs.
Hope you're enjoying your Thanksgiving holiday weekend. And three things to know today will return when we return on Monday.
You were saying in Food Dude earlier about pizza, Sam, and you know, we picked up pizza this weekend, but truth of the matter is the reason we picked up pizza, it was 85 degrees in the house, Murphy. Our AC was broken.
Our air conditioning was out, and, you know, Jody didn't want to cook anything. Last thing we wanted to do was turn on a stove or an oven.
And you also didn't want to, you know, get dressed. You wanted to stay.
That's true.
Murphy, in your t-shirt and shorts, and we were just gross.
Yeah.
You know, it was just like, ugh.
Well, and when I drove to pick up the pizza, it's a good thing they weren't looking below the window.
It was a drive-through.
Yeah.
There's a drive-through near
our
house.
I was able to stay pretty casual.
And it's good pizza. And so it's like, we literally chose our dinner based on something you can drive through, but we didn't want, like, burgers and fries.
Based on state of dress.
I can't tell you how many times on the weekend.
Right.
It's like,
convenience.
Man, I don't have to dress up for this.
How about this?
Put a shirt on and go. As long as nothing happens on the way and I have to get out of the
car.
Correct,
exactly.
Yes. We've all done it. More than half Americans report avoiding places with no drive-through. We are spoiled on drive-through. We like it for pharmacy. We like it for everything, including pizza, you and I.
That makes
sense.
Get it. Well, in fact, the one we drove through originally did not have a drive-through. Remember?
I know.
They remodeled it, they just added the drive-through. Mm. And and I think a lot of Starbucks locations, they began closing the locations that did not have drive-throughs, the standalones.
Yeah, or bust a
hole
in the wall.
Or they would create one. Right, yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you think about it, that makes sense to me.
Top reasons Americans prefer drive-through: not having to talk to anybody, to employees as much. Still have to talk. Number two, getting to stay in the car.
Yeah.
And the third reason I don't understand, but less judgment. Does that mean you feel like people are judging you?
Maybe that could be dress or anything, I guess.
You went in fully dressed, they're going to, look at this. I put that on and came here. Whereas if you're in the car.
Let me tell you, though, You can go out and plan to go through the drive-thru, but for, you know, for some reason, it's happened to me before. I think it was a pharmacy situation. We're going to ask you to come in, ma'am.
I can't.
You don't understand.
Do you guys know about the 70-30 closet rule? Because if you don't, you're about to learn it.
Wow. If I had to take a guess, it's probably that 70% of the things that you need, you can get rid of, or that you have. You can, I'm saying it backwards. You really only use 30% of what you've got in your closet. 70% doesn't get
used? That's a great guess, but it's not about getting rid of things at all.
I have 70 things in my closet, but I only wear 30 of them.
Also a very good guess. Look at you guys. No, it's about building your closet and building a wardrobe, and realize also that that takes time. You know, if you're in your 20s and you don't have all these wonderful pieces, you're not supposed to yet. It takes time. No, 70% of your wardrobe is supposed to be your basics, your foundational pieces. And everybody's basics are different. I can't give anybody a roadmap of what your basics are.
True.
Like me, my basics are, well, I love short jackets and I love leggings and jeans. You know, so 70% of that, you have to know yourself, what are your classic pieces, okay?
I would agree. 70% of mine probably is interchangeable, basic, solid.
Basics. Mm-hmm. What you actually wear, then those are the things that you invest in, good things, you know, good pieces, and you take care of them.
Mm-hmm.
The other 30% is where you get to be fun and trendy because, you know, it's called fast fashion. You guys know what fast fashion is.
Mm-mm.
You know, less expensive stuff that's, you know, in right now, but you won't want to be seen in it in 5 years because that's so 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
You should not spend big money on that kind of stuff. You just shouldn't, you know?
Okay.
So that's what the 70-30 rule is. Although what's so I love the idea that everyone's basics depends on your own style because that gives you freedom to not feel like you have to have the little black dress.
Yeah.
Which is for a woman, though. You kind of do have to have that. You know, it just depends on your style of black dress. I have girlfriends that wear different styles than me. My little black dress is like a bodycon dress.
Mm-hmm.
You know it, Murphy. And you can kind of wear it with tennis shoes and make it casual. Or you can style it up and wear it to a Christmas party.
I consider myself a pretty good lady. So what is
you are a good girl.
Bodycon. What is that?
That's
a new one.
Fitting.
Oh.
It fits the body.
Oh, body contour. Gotcha.
Right. Body. I never thought of contour, but yeah, bodycon. It really fits a figure. So anyway, 70-30 rule. You guys got it?
Yeah.
And by the way, you're both sort of right. We only really wear 20% of our closets.
Got a phone call from my mom.
Oh, yeah, Sam?
Miss Judy.
Yeah, she's not happy with me.
What did you do now?
Well, you know, the whole tooth thing that's going to be going on.
Oh.
I didn't tell her about it. Just because, okay.
Oh, no.
She was going to find out as we got closer, but it's like right now, while it was all still in the figuring it out phase.
Oh, Sam.
If you remember last week, there was a reel posted about the food I was going to eat.
Right.
Oh,
a couple weeks ago. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, obviously, she follows us, you know. And
yeah,
so,
and she's wondering. Find out.
Well, she did. That's the thing. She saw the reel, called me up, and says, "What's going on with your teeth?"
It's major surgery. That's why. And she's a mom.
Yeah.
Would you like to hear about your kids having major surgery from a show, from a reel online? Aw.
Yeah. So she's like, "Well, so what's going on?" And I explained it all to her. And then she, of course, in her sympathetic way, says, "Well, you know, I got pretty much all of my teeth, and I'm 84.
Okay. Well,
because I got a couple of crowns, but they all my teeth.
Well, she's just having a conversation with you. That's all.
And then she did tell me that she asked what happened to it. And I was like, I just never took care of them. I was like,
well, some of it could be genetic. You need to let go of the guilt of this.
Well,
too.
Her telling me that she's still got all of her teeth kind of shot that one out the window. But weren't Dad's teeth bad? And then she tells me my brother's got bad teeth, too.
And
you know, in the back of my head, and I didn't say anything, but the back of my head is like, well, Brett and I both learned our dental hygiene practices from our parents.
See. Yeah.
This is your family.
Now I understand why the conversation wasn't.
Wait, Mom, it's called gaslighting. Sorry, just kidding.
Your family dynamic.
Yeah, so I was like, yeah, it's me, and so that's all she wanted was to talk about that and find out what's going on. And I explained, you know, right before Christmas, couple of weeks, 4 months worth of soft food, yada, yada, yada.
When this happens and she sort of nails you on this sort of stuff, do you say, "I'm sorry, I didn't tell you"? Do those words slip out?
No.
Are you sorry that you didn't tell her?
Or? I was going to tell her in my time.
Did you not tell her just because you didn't want to get into it with her, or was it that you knew that she would come back with something that would
all of that right there? I didn't feel I don't feel like explaining my plans and getting into all of it and giving the advice and da 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 da.
Yeah.
So tell her the week of and then be done with it.
Okay. Well,
not now. No, we had to run a reel about it.
Sorry. Starting early for you this year, really. Inexpensive gift ideas. $10 or less. Okay?
Cheap gifts for the people you really don't want to spend money for.
I didn't say the word cheap. I said inexpensive.
I'm just translating.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? I mean, it's a tight Christmas for a lot of people. So,
it
you know.
Sure is. But I'm not even, it doesn't even have to be Christmas. This could be the hostess gift. If you've been invited to someone else's home for Thanksgiving and you'd like to bring a gift, you don't really have to do that. But I really like to do that. Right? Where we're going, my cousin, they're in a new home, so I'm bringing her a housewarming gift.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Yeah.
I can't say.
Oh, they listen.
Yes, they do.
Okay.
I'm not going to say, but it's not a $10 gift. It's a little bit more than that. So back to the $10, okay? $10 gift ideas that work for Christmas, work for teachers, work for hosts of Thanksgiving. Ready?
Yes.
The first one's going to seem like $10? One of my favorite kinds of wine is not expensive. You could bring a nice bottle of wine, like a fruity one or something fun and different that they wouldn't buy for themselves, right?
Does it have the word boons in this
wine? It does not. Oh,
okay.
Fruity doesn't mean boons.
Does it have a cork in it?
No.
All right.
So you don't need a corkscrew. All right.
Another one on the list would be one of those really good kinds of eggnog. You know, just bring it. They can stick it right in the fridge at the holidays if you're bringing it to someone's home.
Mm-hmm.
Delicious.
Yeah.
Okay. It doesn't have to be cold either.
Or
it
doesn't have to be alcoholic either. Or, you know.
Or it can be.
Or it can be. Yeah.
Wait, it doesn't have to be cold. Isn't it a dairy product?
Yeah, it is a dairy product. It has to be cold.
Some of the alcoholic ones don't have, they're not cold.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
It's true. I don't know how they do it. I don't care.
That's the alcohol,
apparently.
A nice
little pound of coffee.
That's good.
And, yeah, you know, wrap a little ribbon around it.
You usually do it with a mug, too. Is that too much that puts it over $10?
It does.
Is it cheap?
Great. And nobody needs more mugs.
Is it cheap to give a 24-pack of pods?
It's not $10 or less.
Oh. Well, that's close.
Okay. Your list is cheap. Mine is inexpensive. And the other thing I'm going to throw in here is a little plant, a little aloe vera, or one of those Christmas cactus plants. They're so cute and beautiful. They don't have to do anything with it right away. And it's like, oh, la.
Well,
beautiful.
Succulents are things that really don't need a lot of care, time, or attention. Yeah, that's a good idea.
I thank you both for your contributions to this.
I do like that.
$10.
You're going to have some more tomorrow?
Gift ideas. We'll have more throughout the season. I am sure this certain scenario has happened in most marriages. I didn't really see it coming with me and Murph.
Oh.
However, this is a real thing that I'm not upset about it, but I'm going to have to figure out what to do. Murphy has made a very large purchase of something that's going to arrive that's also going to take up some serious space in the house.
Well, actually, the one that I bought doesn't take up a whole lot of space.
Okay, but it is going to have to go in a room, and it's like, hey, I bought this. It's coming. Where are we going to put it? And I'm like, I don't want it anywhere.
Okay, enough with the mystery.
Tell him.
So I decided that I wanted to get a Schwinn Airdyne type, you know, exercise bike.
Oh, stationary bike.
Yeah, exactly. But it's not really a stationary bike. It's a resistance. Have you ever seen resistance training?
Mm-mm.
Where you go, you speed up, you slow down. It's not your grandmother's kind of, you know, this is.
But it's still in one spot. It's stationary. I mean, you're not going to be riding around the house in it.
Yeah, I guess at this
point. Yeah, it only has one wheel. That's correct.
I should clarify that I resist training at all points.
Yeah, right. But this is the one that I use, you know, a lot whenever I do workout, and I'm trying to find better ways to work it into my schedule. About the only time that I can think of is if it's at the house and I don't have to get up and drive somewhere to go do it, then there's a better chance that I'm going to do it.
Yes.
And I've been thinking about this for months. And so I just decided, you know, this is it. I waited for the Amazon days and all those things to go by. Nothing went on sale. So I'm like, okay.
You also waited till I was asleep one night to order it. Because I woke up to the, hey, I ordered this last night. And I was like, what?
Yeah. So, you know, the question became, what room is it going to go in? I mean, to me, we've got two kids who are no longer living at the house.
Yeah.
We've got real estate to work with there, you know?
We got plenty of room.
But Jody doesn't want to mess with the guest room, so that takes
the
one
guest
room out.
Is perfect. For guests.
Well, then put it in the other bedroom.
That's Phoebe's room, and Phoebe and Taylor are coming back for Christmas, which is in no time.
Well, they can work out while they're back for Christmas.
Yeah. To me, it's a pretty simple solution. I understand the aesthetics thing, but you know,
I love exercise equipment in bedrooms.
You don't? Well, and I don't want it in our bedroom.
Nope, me especially. That's my sacred space.
Right, exactly. But since the other bedroom, you know, because Christmas, let me check the calendar. Oh, yeah, that's
okay,
one day a year.
Okay.
So we can, the other 364, okay, we're probably going to be okay, right?
Okay. Here's what's up. We're not going to use it to lay clothes across either. We're only going to use it to exercise on, correct? Yeah.